This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And Brian Prowitz, Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
So you've got another pitch night event coming, and actually the first one of the year. Talk about what's ahead next month.
Yes, March 6th at Backside Brewing. We have our first pitch night event. It's the first of three qualifiers that will lead to the grand champion finale in October. So March 6th, though, we have six owners of local small businesses or business startups who are going to be pitching their concept in front of a live audience and judges, and the winners take home money. And the top two out of those six will move into our grand finale coming up in October. So we go March 6th, then again in June and September, we're going to have similar qualifying events. They look just like previous pitch nights for startups, but the added bonus is if you finish in the top two, you can move on. And in October, they'll be competing for about $10,000 in total prize funds. Plus, we're throwing in some other things as well, other services to help these small businesses get off the ground.
So what's the idea kind of behind doing these pitch nights?
Well, we are the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. So economic development is the point of this organization. And pitch night is a great way to have small businesses and small business startups and small business ideas percolate and have a place to go. So the old idea, the old TV commercial with the guy chipping on that circle rock, you know, and making a wheel. What do you do with an idea? Well, what you can do with your idea is bring it to the partnership, to the small business development office in Roseburg, or to CCD Business Development, and say, here's my idea. Now, what do I do with it? Through pitch night, you get coaching, you get a process, you get a cohort you work with, you get a little bit of money, but more than that, you get exposure, you get to focus your message a little bit. And the idea here is that these small businesses that we've been helping now for a while, any of them might become the next big thing from Douglas County, and they will have roots in Douglas County and grow and employ people and diversify the economy and make this a better place to live.
It's amazing the number of times you hear about a company that maybe you're really familiar with, but when you find out how it started, whether it's here or somewhere else altogether, you know, many times they start very small and stay very small for quite a while.
Sure. But they also will be supported locally and change the environment in which they're living in. The service or the product that these small businesses generate and create and contribute to the economy and to the culture of a place is what makes the place different. And the some of the large employers that we have in Douglas County started in somebody's garage. Orenco, Romtech, to some degree, Roseburg Forest Products. I mean, very few businesses that we have in our area started because of a venture capitalist dropping $1 million in front of somebody and saying, here, go pursue the thing. It does happen, but more often than not, it's because a couple decided to stay in the area and start their business maybe after a layoff. Or a young person grows up and says, I really want to make this place better, and so I'm hoping my idea takes root and can grow and employ people. And then that person succeeds, and it's good things for the economy.
So if somebody were to get tickets and come to this, what's the kind of the layout of the evening?
Yeah, first of all, registration is completely free. We just want to know how many people are coming because we serve free pizza and kind of do a thing. It's quite a show. It's really my goal also secretly is that I want to be America's favorite game show host. You know this about me. And so this is one way that we do that. But the doors open at 5 o'clock. We register people. There's about an hour of social time. You get to meet the pitchers who are going to be participating. You get to see a little bit about their businesses. We give them tables. It's a nice networking scene. We do a little presentation about what to do with an idea to encourage people to register, to apply, to pitch. And then we go through that process. The judges are introduced. We have each participant gets 5 minutes in front of those judges. The judges have 5 minutes to ask back questions that they might have. And then the judges compile their scores and we announce a winner. Plus, there's an audience vote as well. Thank you to Lotus Media and Brandon Gerke and the team here that puts that together for us, so we have a scientific way to determine that. And then we laugh, we cry, we finish our adult beverages and pizzas, and we go home and we get ready for the next one.
So if somebody wants to get tickets, how do they do that?
Yeah. UmpquaGrowthTalks.com. UmpquaGrowthTalks.com has all the registration information. You can also check out the Pitch Night or Umpqua Growth Talks on Facebook. We'll lead you eventually to the registration opportunity. Again, it's free. The big event's coming up March 6th, and we would love to see you there.
All right, Brian Prowitz from the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thanks.
8:40 at the Morning Report.